Was that one ever common in children around here where a membrane formed in the throat?
That's what's called diphtheria.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's been pretty common in here. There's been lots of cases. I lost one little boy with that.
Oh dear.
He's 5 years old. He always had trouble with his throat. And the doctor had told us to get those tonsils out. We had neglected it. He told us once before. He'd had it once before. He pulled him through and told us that I get those tonsils out before another winter. We neglected getting it done. He's very delicate anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Had lots of trouble with his throat.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually lost it.
Well, if it was diphtheria, of course, the tonsils wouldn't make much difference.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. He'd had possibly would have lost them anyway if he hadn't had the tonsils in there. The tonsils ordinarily causes an infection that causes diphtheria to take hold.
They had a shot, inoculation.
Well, yeah, he had that one time. He had one bad case. He got the inoculation. He got a shot in time to save him. But the last time it didn't happen.
Did you ever have that disease with a disease in this area where the patient turns yellow?
It's called the yellow fever, swamp fever. It's been a long time. We used to have that though way back down about the turn of the century in this part of the country.
Hmm.
Been a few cases here.
And is that malaria?
Malaria is what caused it.
Huh.
Yeah. Used to have a lot of malaria in here, children fever.
Mm-hmm.
But that was in its nearly final stage when you turned yellow, you know. And
mm-hmm. What did you call that disease in the early days when you had a sharp pain in your right side?
Well, we call that appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. Was that the old term too?
Well, no, you used to call it bellyache, I think.
Just the way old bellyache, huh?
We didn't know what it was, really. Lots of people died with it. Before we ever knew what it was.
Well, we didn't know then it was appendicitis.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they call it acute indigestion, you know, off day.
Mm-hmm.
And they die with it, you know. And they think it died with acute indigestion. Really, it was might could have been that, but it could have also been appendicitis.
I had a great cousin?
Second cousin or third?
Oh, at least, way, way up, my grandfather's brother, who was operated on for that, on the table in his kitchen. He survived the operation, but only the operation. He died immediately after it.
Yeah.
Oh, they used to, the old doctors in a long ago day, the ones that were surgeons enough to know what it was all about. It operated home lots of times. It saved lots of them too. But you know, it wasn't very many people to let you operate on.
Yeah,
said you'll kill them. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let you do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there wasn't really much of a choice here.
That's right.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it just goes round and round and round in your stomach, you say you're sick.
Yeah, I've got indigestion.
And anything you used to say for this?
Heartburn.
Anything else? I'm sick.
Sick in the stomach.
Uh-huh. And if you feel too bad about that, you say you might have to go and you're afraid you can't keep it down.
Yeah, vomit.
Uh-huh.
You say throw up.
That was it. It was throw up before and then.
Uh-huh. That other term, the sick, your stomach, they don't use that anymore now. You're nauseated.
Uh-huh.